about submerging something into something else. In other words, we have, let's say, a baby bottle. Take a baby bottle, and you want to take, what we were discussing yesterday is take out the chill from the baby bottle. So how are you going to do that? So again, there could be an initial abyssal of cooking. Again, if the the formula, again, we're leaving aside whether it was cooked before, not cooked before, leaving that aside. But if the formula will get to Yatzolez, but let's say leaving that aside, then there's another issue that since you're completely submerging the baby bottle into a hot liquid, so is that hatamana? So that's what we discussed yesterday. So we segued from that into another issue. And that is, so take something else. Let's say a kishka. So you take kishka, and when I came here, we saw Mr. Jacobs already peeling the potato, or washing the potatoes, getting the... So I don't know if he does it, but a lot of people, they wrap the kishka into aluminum foil, and then they submerge it into the cholent, right? So first of all, one issue is cooking. Okay, so that's one issue. The second issue is exactly what we're talking about, and that is hatamana. Is that considered hatamana? So first of all, I think I mentioned before, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that aluminum foil is considered a hatamana, okay, like dalet of Igros Moshe. So that's not going to help us. So the question is that considered hatamana? So it's a machlokas. So now again, you have to realize because now we got aluminum foil, but like how they used to do this. So again, so it's brought down that it's a machlokas about that. Now to concretize the ideas a little more, we're talking about that the foods, in other words, the cholent and the kishka, are not going to exchange flavors. So that's why aluminum foil is good. Right? Yeah, I don't cook. But, Baruch Hashem. The emergency room would be much busier. Because if they would trade taste, so then it's just cooking. So we don't want that case, right? So we want something that you completely wrap up the kishka and aluminum foil, make it hermetically sealed, so that it will cook, but it won't exchange flavors. So, because if it does change flavors, then it's not a problem. So the question is, let's say it doesn't change flavors. So they bring down that it's a machlokas, modern day poskim. So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and others say it would be hatmana. That would be hatmana. But he brings down from Rav Eliashiv, that again, yeah, that Rav Eliashiv said, if the tastes are exchanged, ein mekabel tam hatavshil. Again, if the kishka, let's say, does not get taste from the cholent or vice versa, so then he says Rav Eliashiv also held it was hatmana. But he brings down the Rav Nissim Karelitz, and I do believe, I'm pretty sure, that Rabbi first said that he heard from Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, that's not. Why? So they have and I'm pretty sure that Rabbi first said that Moshe said the same svara, but they bring it down here from Rav Nissim Karelitz, but I think it was the same svara. And that is because Mr. Jacobs, right, we have to ask the resident expert, right? Why is it that you wrap it in aluminum foil?
So it doesn't exchange taste, so it keeps its own taste.
But believe it or not, Rav Nissim Karelitz, and I'm pretty sure Rabbi first said, again, don't quote me on this, so it doesn't fall apart. Do you do this in the Shul Shalom?
No, I make sure that they are in contact with each other at all times.
Because of this reason? Or
also, some people... Store-bought kishkas are pre-cooked.
Oh, that's interesting.
Some of them are not.
So that helps as far as bishul, but it doesn't help as far as hatmana.
Yeah, but they also have a covering inside the plastic. There's another wrapping around kishka, which if you don't open that up, it is sealed. And some people leave that cover on so as to not have it mixed with the cholent.
But that's
two wrappings and a chocolate.
But that's Myron's reason to keep the flavors from mixing.
Yeah.
But Mr. Richard said a different svara while you're out, and that is we don't want it to fall apart because then it will just disintegrate into the cholent.
Only pesadika kishkas fall apart. It's store bought, I mean. If you're making your own, it's a different story.
No, not if you're making it. How about if you buy regular chametz dik?
They don't fall apart.
Wait, how about part of kishka?
They don't fall apart. The pesadika ones always crumble.
Well, look at the cholent that he has here on Shabbos. Kishka doesn't fall apart.
No, but that doesn't prove anything. Maybe he wraps it up. Maybe he prevents it.
No, it does fall apart.
I didn't do a field trip to his house to check out his cholent. But anyways, they say Mr.
Are you
Richards.
Using real kishka, like kishka is gut of chicken.
See, it's like a true Englishman. No, we haven't had that in America. And
just flour and beef fat and spice. That's all Mr. Richards is.
Yeah.
I do.
The part of kishka.
I grind up my own meat to make it. I'm sorry.
The secrets are coming out. So anyways, that's the svara they say. They say Mr. Richards' svara. It's to make it from falling apart. That's why you're doing it. So therefore, it's not considered a hadmana, they say. Yeah, that's what they say. So, what else is there?
Okay, so if you wrap it in aluminum foil, make a couple of holes in it.
Yeah.
So that the
so then
changes,
according,
but then
right,
it
I think people
apart.
Do that. Don't they do that? I think people do that.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't because they don't want it to mix together.
Well, so
right.
The flavors mix a little bit, that's one thing, but also
right.
So that it doesn't fall apart.
Right, so he brings down Taka that, he brings down from Nernis and Carla that what would happen, go the other way, if you double wrapped it in aluminum foil. So in other words, one wrapping would help to make it from not falling apart. But according to that svara, according to Scott's svara, why are you double wrapping it? You're only double wrapping it because you want to really hermetically seal it. So you say that they the Rav Nissen Carlos left that as a tzarkiyun. It needs a thought.
So
if you double wrap it.
You're planning to just use the cholent to cook the kishka.
Right.
Right.
Correct. As opposed to what? As opposed to?
Just adding in because you expect it to mix and have flavor and it still be a...
Right, so if it's the second way, it's for sure okay.
Yeah.
But that's no fun. All
right.
We want a fun case. Fun case is that you don't want the flavors mixing together. That's the issue. Okay, and that's the issue.
That's it.
That's it.
We still leave this hanging. Just like last
No, I'm pretty...